Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all. 1-877-DOCDALI.
So this is a very bizarre case, very tragic but bizarre case that I just want to kind of open with. I'm a little shocked by this. So apparently there's this young girl that was, I guess she's a TikTok star. And I'm not very active on TikTok because, again, I'm not exactly sure about her privacy on there. And honestly, between Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter, it's just too much. But I get it. I know you guys have said I got to get on TikTok and do an OnlyFans. I don't think you guys want an OnlyFans. But thank you. Thank you for the suggestion. So there's a 15-year-old girl that apparently, her name is Ava Majuri, beautiful girl. She's from Naples, Florida. And apparently she was posting pictures of herself or selfies or videos, and she was selling them. You could actually sell. I guess people are paying, and they Venmo the money or Zelle. And they, I know I haven't, with all the selfies I've done, I haven't made one dime. I mean, I even put mammogram selfies up there. Remember my pap smear selfie? I mean, I was kind of covered and stuff, but still, nobody would pay. Nobody's going to pay for that. That's all right. I didn't realize you could make money. That's crazy. Anyway, so apparently she attracted a stalker who had purchased photos. He spent about $300 on photos. And his name is Eric Rohan Justin. And apparently, he was only 18 years old. She's 15. He came to her house. He had a shotgun. Shows up because apparently he wanted more explicit content. Now, she's 15. I mean, this guy would be arrested on the spot. And I think that's very dangerous, just selling any of your pictures. I don't know how this happens, but Ava's father is an ex-cop, a retired cop from Jersey City. So when this guy blasted open the front door, her dad, Rob, shot him. And so she had sold two selfie stands for a few $100. Now she's 15, so she was 14 at the time. Apparently she makes up to $1,700 per video across her three TikTok accounts. I don't know. If I knew, I'd be making the money. Honestly, really, you could spend that kind. I didn't know people would pay. I didn't know how to monetize. I mean, if I knew how to monetize a selfie, I would. But that's not the point of the story. I know you guys don't want to make money. I get it. But the point of the story is, a young girl was almost killed. A boy was killed because he was stalking her, and he decides to come to her house with a shotgun. And she apparently is still on social media making money. This kid lived with his mom. He's 18 years old in Maryland. And gave her a total of $927 on Venmo, we're being told. And I guess the story was told to the New York Times, the Daily Mail. And he actually blasted open the front door. He's been trying to get her attention, bought her phone number from friends, paid them for pictures of her that were not on the internet. So this guy was just completely fetished, completely obsessed. She blocked him, but he continued to send money. And then she shows up to the house, and then the father shoots him. And the father, said that he had a shotgun, was wearing a vest that contained multiple rounds of ammunition, had two phones, and on the phones had hundreds of pictures of his daughter. The family is allowing her to stay on TikTok because she's earning more than $1,700 for each video. She said, I have three TikTok accounts. oh, I'll do $1,000 for one video on your main account. She goes, oh, great, I have two other accounts that are different types of people on there. So she's making $1,700 off just her name. And she's a cute girl. I'm just, okay, whoa. Just, this is bizarre. Just bizarre. First of all, we understand, you know, there are stalkers out there. There are stalkers. You know, I've had stalkers. Everybody I've known, you know, who has been having at least some sort of public attention has stalkers. And there's actually, we should probably talk about it. We talked about this a few years ago, where there's some that are just, they're actually, you know, fairly benign. And then there's others that are very scary, very creepy. It's very frightening because, you know, if you're not Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston, you know, that has bodyguards, you could get a stalker just from dating somebody. I mean, how many of you have dated somebody and then they just don't leave you alone and they follow you around? There's this person that still will try to find me, and I mean, he's come into every office I've ever had. I hear he's still looking for me, and it's like, it's just and I don't think he's dangerous. I guess that's just his obsession. He just wants to know. Yeah, and no, it's not the selfies. I don't think it's selfies are big turnoffs. I don't know what it is. I think it's because they think they still want a connection, and it's really dangerous because you want to sever that connection, and I severed it years ago. But you know, there's some of you don't even realize you have a stalker. You don't even realize it. But most of the time, stalkers make themselves known. They want to have that connection. They want to have that interaction with you. And sometimes they elevate and escalate things until they get that attention. And, you know, you reach out to the authorities, and sometimes they can't do much because they're like, well, look, you know, until it's a threat, and, you know, you could get a restraining order, you know, but when it's an online stalker, you know, all you could pretty much do is block. But, like, this jerk, he just kept, you know, going to her friends. One thing about social media and one thing about you know, the lack of privacy we have these days is you could be in a foreign country, you could be anywhere, and you could actually get some pretty personal information on people. In fact, like voting records, you know, I found out that if somebody wants to look up a voting record of a neighbor, they could pull up mine. I mean, I'm nonpartisan, but they could pull up my political affiliation, my address. I'm like, what the hell is this? I mean, there's just no privacy these days. And with social media, people become now private detectives, and they sit there and they could stalk people all the time. But, I'm not sure why she's still doing it, but I get it. I mean, you know, for some people, this is their income, but she's only 15. It's pretty dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app.
Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes, the royal flush.
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. Ex-Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter has just been sentenced for the death of Dante Wright. If you remember, Kim Potter was the one where during a traffic stop, they pulled him over. I think there was an issue where he had expired tags or something on his car. And then they found out, I'm not sure if there was a warrant, as they're trying to handcuff him, he breaks free, drives off. She screams, taser, taser, but instead of shooting with the taser, she thought she shot with her gun. Kills him. And so he was only 20 years old, and mistaking a taser for a gun was something that was kind of unbelievable, at the time, because there's a different weight to it. It's on a different part of the body. It's a
But, you know, sadly, it took the life of Dante Wright. She has now been sentenced to 2 years in prison, 24 months. She's going to serve about 14 months in jail, 8 on probation, because I think she's already been in jail for 2 months now. And there's much controversy over whether that was too strict or too lenient a sentence. So Judge Regina Chu gave a total sentence of 24 months. She's serving 16 months, will complete the final 8 months of her sentence on probation. The judge even cried. As she said, Potter's conduct fell far short of the ordinary manslaughter charge, and that she had clearly shown remorse. As difficult as it may be, please try to empathize with Ms. Potter's situation. As President Barack Obama once said, learning to stand in somebody else's shoes, empathy is a quality of character. She said Officer Potter, the judge, said Officer Potter made a mistake that ended tragically. She never intended to hurt anyone. Her conduct cries out for a sentence significantly below the guidelines. Now, Potter is 48 years old. She was, visibly crying. The family upset as well. The family had asked the judge to impose the maximum sentence of 7 years behind bars. The judge said it is undisputed she never intended to use a firearm. She mistakenly drew her firearm. This is a cop who made a tragic mistake. She drew her firearm thinking it was a taser and ended up killing a young man. It's horrible. This has got to be, I feel for his family. I feel for, you know, his mom and sister who you see. And, you know, it's horrible when you see, you know, somebody tragically die. Again, I think we need to get the memo out to everybody that, you know, and this is something I learned very early on as a little kid. You know, and I was taught, look, you know, if somebody says, you know, if a cop says freeze, you freeze because any movement can trigger you being shot. And that was something that was pretty well established in, what, I was in the 70s, you know, 80s. And so, you know, trained my kids, I'm like, look, guys, you know, because there was this case where there were people dressing up like cops. And they were, kids were approaching the cop cars or these fake police officers and getting abducted. That was going on in my neck of the woods. And so, you know, we had to kind of balance teaching kids, look, you know, you don't run from the cops because you could get shot versus you don't go up to somebody who could be pretending to be a cop. And, you know, luckily now my kids are adults. And so, you know, they could tell spot the differences. But it was just one of those things where, you know, the act of fleeing could be one of the most dangerous things. And this is what we're seeing time and time again. In addition to other, you know, deaths that happen in custody, this is the act of fleeing incites so much of what tragically happens. You know, George Floyd, when you watch the video of him in the cop car, you know, the officers could not get him to stay in the back of the cop car. He kicks himself out, and then things go downhill from there. And it's just sad and heartbreaking because, you know, as a doctor, you always like to go back and go, okay, where was, you know, let's look at the x-ray. Where did, you know, where could this have started? Where, you know, could the cancer have started? Or, you know, where in his chart, you know, from years ago, yeah, when he was evaluated by doctors for XYZ, where did things go wrong? There it was. So that's what you identify. And we do this in science. We go back and we identify where was that moment where things made that turn, that left turn or right turn or whatever, and things started to go bad. And let's go back. Let's identify that spot. Identify that pivot, that fork in the road. And let's address those because we keep trying to fix things along the path, that bad path. And if we could stop people from going down that path, then we could hopefully eliminate miles and roads of tragedy. And, you know, sorry if that analogy isn't the most ideal. And so when you look at a common denominator, sadly, of these things, and again, there's no excuse for somebody to be shot when, you know, they were supposed to be tased. There, you know, there's no excuse for these things. There's no excuse for somebody to have a knee on his neck, you know, for, what was it, 9.5 minutes? There's no, or 8 minutes, there's no excuse for that. But a common denominator, sadly, is the resist of arrest. And I don't know, I'm not in law enforcement, you know. I mean, I've had family that was in law enforcement. You guys would know better. You know, how does that get addressed? How does, you know, I don't think people know. I mean, my kids said I was the only one that told them that they better freeze when a cop says freeze, because if not, them starting to move could get them shot. They don't teach them that in school. They don't teach, I mean, again, I learned from that, from my father, and my grandfather was a police officer. So, I mean, they, you know, they're like, look, just don't reach for your pocket. Don't scratch. I remember my father going, don't scratch your butt. He's like, don't scratch. Don't do not. Tell them you have to scratch. Don't move your hands. And he would tell us, and I'm like, are you really anticipating me getting arrested? I don't know. You're just stupid. Yes, I guess my father. But they would, they would just be very adamant about, because you're nervous. And I think that's why, because, you know, he knew us kids is nervous. If somebody said freeze, we'd be starting to scratch, would fix our pants. You know, boys do that a lot. When they get a little nervous, they'll, like, you know, reach for their, their jewels to protect them. You put your hand down near your pants, it looks like you're gonna reach for a gun. So I think that's why maybe my father, kept hounding us on not moving, but I don't think that same, Dante Wright, he might maybe thought, you know what, they can't put handcuffs on me, I could leave, I could get out of this, I could go. And it was a split second decision he made, and then Officer Potter made the horrible, choice to reach for what she thought was a taser, and this just ends so tragically. And I'm not saying if everybody stops resisting arrest, we won't have any more tragedies. There's going to be tragedies, and that's why, more training needs to be done, and that's why there's calls for reform on, how training is done and how, people are restrained and how, and again, there's still a lot of questions going on as to, why, George Floyd was pinned down. The other three officers almost acted like this was a common protocol, and then the ambulance comes and he releases. Is that protocol to restrain somebody till the paramedics come and that manner? I don't know. I'm not a police officer, so this is why there is, reform. I wouldn't defund the police. I think defunding makes it absolutely worse. I think these cops, it's a symptom of something deeper where these cops are overworked, underappreciated, and again, they're dealing with a population that doesn't, understand their authority. And so when somebody says freeze, put your hands up, hands on the car, hands on your head. Other people, I'm in the middle of getting handcuffed, I leave. I think it is overwhelming. And I think people are in over their heads. When you see four officers can't get George Floyd into the back of a cop car, all right, that's a training issue. That's a method issue. And it ended badly. It usually ends badly. It ends badly for cops. It ends badly for the criminals. It ends badly for the victims. It's a whole process that this is going to take. And so, So we'll see what happens. But anyway, Officer Potter sentenced for 24 months. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The buildup of troops at the Ukrainian border continues. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that Russia continues building up their military presence, including in Crimea, in Belarus, and in the Black Sea, in ways that brings Russian troops right to NATO's doorstep. And the U.S. Ambassador for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Michael Carpenter, said that Russia has massed almost 190,000 personnel in that area, and that this is the most significant military mobilization in Europe since the Second World War. The city of Austin has agreed to pay a combined $10 million to two demonstrators who were injured by police during the 2020 racial justice protest that took place in that city. The two protesters, Justin Howell and Anthony Evans, were injured when police used less lethal ammunition as a form of crowd control during the protest that took place after the deaths of George Floyd and Michael Ramos, who was killed by an Austin police officer. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Coast Guard said it seized thousands of pounds of cocaine and marijuana worth over $1 billion. The drugs were headed for Port Everglades in Florida. Crews from nine U.S. ships seized 54,500 pounds of cocaine and 15,800 pounds of marijuana worth over $1.6 billion in the international waters of the Eastern Pacific Ocean and Caribbean Sea. The Coast Guard said this is the greatest amount of contraband ever taken during an Eastern Pacific patrol. Charges are pending. As some of the biggest U.S. employers are lifting their mask mandates for vaccinated workers, other companies are going even farther and discarding requirements that employees get any COVID-19 shots. Adidas told U.S. workers that it no longer requires that they get vaccinated against the virus. In confirming their new policy, one of the world's largest sporting goods manufacturers cited a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that blocked the Biden administration's vaccine or test rule for companies with at least 100 workers. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like earlier today in Ottawa, Canada, and mind you, there were some pretty bad storms. I mean, horrible snow that hit the northeast up into Canada, and then also some really bad tornadoes we need to talk about. But before we get to that, in terms of the trucker freedom convoy, apparently the crackdown has begun. Ottawa police did descend on the protesters. trucks began moving big rigs, campers, other vehicles that were blockading Parliament Hill. Apparently a House of Commons debate had to be suspended because they anticipated the police action and they didn't think it was going to be safe for people to be going in and out of Parliament. and Trudeau has been acting under the Emergencies Act, and this has now started to become a complete degradation of or a deterioration of patriotism within Canada, as people are really split on the issue. They're split on how the truckers approached it, and they're split on how Prime Minister Justin Trudeau acted. So he got powers under the Emergencies Act and was able to stop assembly, stop some of the more common liberties that you have in Canada because of the demonstration, because of the convoy's stronghold. So he used a massive force of cops, a fleet of tow truck drivers. And, you know, when you see these displays of force and when you see this, you know, you sit there and you think, you know what? We have bigger fish to fry. We have, you know, what's going on the border. We have what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. Russia's now amassed close to 200,000 troops now. They say it's the largest since World War II. You know, we have all this going on, and then you see this kind of force of power because of a, you know, protest against vaccine mandates. And I get it was a large protest. I get, you know, when you block bridges and you block, you know, commerce, I get how it's a big deal. I get it. But all of this over a stupid vaccine mandate, when most of the truckers vaccinated anyway, and they're in their trucks by themselves, and vaccinated people spread the virus anyway, we're all of this for a stupid mandate. Mandates are bad. They're bad, bad, bad. They're bad for public health. Everybody's like, no, Dr. Dahlia, the only thing that helps mandates, the only thing that helps public health are mandates. Watch. Watch when the poop really hits the fan. If we have Ebola or if we have something else, just watch. People are so fed up with what we did with the masks, so fed up with what we did with the shots, when we really need them, you know, to bunker down and to lock down, it's not going to happen. There were so many abuses of power. You know, I mean, people trying to feed their families, open their restaurant back up, open their bar back up, they got arrested for that. There's going to be such an uprising the next time they try to mandate that this is, and we're still going. I mean, here's the thing. Omicron's on its way down. Omicron was milder. Omicron hit vaccinated and boosted people just like unvaccinated. Yes, unvaccinated have a higher risk of hospitalization and death. But all this is going on, almost a civil war in Canada. In Canada. Canada, things are usually so mild, and so calm and so peaceful. Doesn't it tell you something's wrong? So, citing the, quote, exceptional circumstances of the police action, Canada's parliament suspended Friday's debate on Trudeau's emergency powers, sparing the leader, who's liberal, another day of, you know, debate and controversy. And then cops had automatic weapons. They wore tactical unit uniforms. And I don't know if you saw some of the arrests. Very peaceful. I think Tamara Lick, the one that, organized the fundraising site on Give Send Go, just calmly went into the... I mean, I understand why they have to have, you know, automatic weapons. Things can, you know, go bad easily, but these are, I mean, it's been pretty peaceful what these truckers, you know, have. And it's like, we look like we're getting ready for war. And, you know, I'd like to see this sort of passion, you know, when it comes to, you know, some of the other issues we're dealing with in terms of cartel coming over the border. And again, this is Canada, so they don't have the same problems as we do. But, man. Tow truck operators wore neon green ski masks with their company's decals taped on their trucks to conceal their identities from protesters. They arrived under police escort, set to work removing the big rigs, campers, and other vehicles parked bumper to bumper. Ottawa Police Services threatened in a statement to arrest any journalists found within areas undergoing enforcement. So that concerned people that press couldn't be there. On Thursday night, police arrested Tamara Lick, 47 years old, and Christopher Barber, 46 years old, both are charged with counseling to commit mischief. Barber was additionally charged with counseling to commit the offenses of disobeying a court order and obstructing police. They are both scheduled to appear in court today. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It's just, you know, when you see the demonstrator, and these are truckers. These are the ones that are, you know, bringing the food and bringing the medical supplies and bringing the, you know, and I understand the government doesn't want to. They want a safe face. They want to. But you just don't mess with your truckers. And again, they're not asking. These truckers are not asking for the impossible. They're not asking for a raise. They're not asking for more benefits. They're not asking to, allow them to drink and do drugs while they're on the job. They are asking to not be forced to put something in their body or to be imprisoned in a quarantine for 14 days. You know? I know a lot of you guys are mixed on this. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. But I just feel like there's bigger fish to fry. I mean, if we go to war with Russia and there's a draft, there's going to be protests, obviously, for that. There's going to be, so when you look at this over a vaccine that is a outdated vaccine. It's a vaccine for a virus that's 2.5 years old. It's not even an updated one that can help protect against Omicron to the degree that we need. It just makes no sense. And I'm frustrated because there's all this unrest and all this work and effort and passion over something as and I know it's not the mandates aren't trivial, trust me, these are huge. But when you break it down, we're talking about a shot that some people don't want. Some people don't want. By the way, the majority of people have even said, I included, I got the vaccine. I will still continue. I will get the annual COVID shot. I just don't think we should have mandates. So many of these people that have been protesting are fine with getting the vaccine. They're grateful we have a vaccine. Just don't mandate. Don't force somebody to get something into their body. You know, and so we could debate all day long if truckers blocking bridges or terrorist attacks or not, or signs of terrorism or not. But if we could get through all the smoke, you know, and clear, you know, the haze, you take a look and you see they're not asking for much. They just want to be left alone to do their job. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait, this just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards?
Yes, the Royal Flush.
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Randy says, I stand with the truckers. Thank you, Randy. Yeah, I think Squirrel, we'll see what happens. You know, my guess is the truckers are going to move from one area to another. We'll keep you posted on that. But all I know is in Ottawa, they're starting to do the crackdown. And, you know, so as we talk about, you know, what the trucker convoy is protesting and, you know, vaccine mandates and how still private companies are going back and forth on, you know, what they want to do. We heard from that FDA executive that was being videotaped without his knowing that the COVID shot will be, you know, most likely mandated annually. I'm going to get an annual COVID vaccine as long as it's updated like the flu. So I have no problem doing that. I just have a problem if the government wants to mandate it. And so, you know, but many of you are like, you know, why is this even a topic anymore? Aren't we done? Didn't we get a bunch of natural immunity from Omicron? Didn't those of us who got vaccinated, those of us that got boosted, didn't so many people get, you know, the virus anyway, that we've started to realize that we're not going to be able to, you know, completely knock this out of the park. We're going to be just dealing with waves. Let's move on with our lives. I'd love to move on with my life. We got enough going on, especially with what's going on with Russia, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But sadly, we're not done. I want us to be done. We're not done. I think the closer to us being done will be us updating the vaccine, which we needed to do a year ago. We should have been starting to work on that once we identified the variants. So I understand we rolled out the vaccine we were working on in 2020, but by early 2021, we should have already been starting to pass out or starting to work on the new vaccine. So hopefully they're doing that. And I know people say, well, you just never know what the next variant is. We do know what a lot of the spike protein mutations are. We do. So, I mean, those are things that we've already had some knowledge on. And we do know that subvariants or mutation or mutant strains exist. We also know that some of them might already be overtaking Omicron. So, you know, the son of Omicron or stealth Omicron or baby Omicron, apparently it has now become the dominant strain in multiple countries. Now, Omicron was supposed to be done. You know, remember we told you yesterday that we heard there were spikes in cases in Russia and in Eastern Europe, and I'm seeing that now. Hundreds of thousands of cases just in the last 24 hours being reported out of Russia, Germany, Italy, Iran, Netherlands, Poland, even in Mexico, Indonesia, UK. Now, it could be cases because they now have their testing kits. They're testing. They're trying to get back to life. In America, people have tested less. Once people got a home test and they saw the home tests were from China, and whether they did the test or not, they didn't want to tell people or post it on social media. We really aren't counting the cases, as except for the ones that get done, you know, through the local health departments. But the ones at home, we're not counting them. So many public officials are saying, well, cases are dropping because we're not testing that much. I think they're also dropping because most of us already got Omicron. You know, once you have it, you might still have symptoms, but you don't necessarily feel like you have a brand new illness. Although I did have two patients where they had their Omicron in January, and then now they're feeling like they're getting sick again. So I hope it's just a cold. I hope maybe it's mild flu. You know, so this is something that we expected. But what we didn't expect is Omicron subvariant, Omicron plus, baby Omicron, stealth Omicron, to start to have some dominance. And researchers have kind of alerted us to what's been going on. Now, according to, so regular Omicron is BA.1. Son of Omicron is BA.2. So when you see BA.2 or a BA.2 or BA.2, however you want to look at it, they're talking about the variant. And according to World Health Organization, as of Valentine's Day, 10 countries reported a predominance greater than 50% of all their cases of being the variant. This was in Bangladesh, Brunei, China, Denmark, Guam, India, Montenegro, Nepal, Pakistan, Philippines. They said there are differences between regions observed. They said Southeast Asia seemed to have the highest prevalence of the variant, as opposed to in the Americas, the region of the Americas, they said had the lowest prevalence. Now, like I said, this isn't anything that I'm panicking over, because remember Delta Plus? Delta Plus was supposed to be 10% more infectious, and everybody's like, oh no, this is bad. It never overtook Delta, not yet. Hope it never does. Hope it goes away. But, you know, this isn't the first time we've seen variants. But Japanese researchers this week said, look, this variant will be less vulnerable to our vaccines. I mean, Omicron had some issues with our vaccines. It maybe prevented us from dying and being in the hospital, but it sure did escape. You know, if we were vaccinated, to the original wild type, Omicron didn't seem to care that much. They also say the subvariant may be more infectious in humans by the way it replicates in our epithelial cells, and it appears to be more pathogenic, causing more severe disease when they studied in the hamsters. So this is a study that's preprinted, so not peer-reviewed yet. And they say neutralization experiments show the vaccine-induced humoral immunity fails to function against this variant like it did with Omicron. They said, notably, the antigenicity of this variant is much different from Omicron. Cell culture experiments show that it is more replicative in human nasal epithelial cells, more fusogenic, meaning it could attach more, make more viral load. And then when they looked at how pathogenic it is, it suggested in hamsters that it could be more serious. And that's in hamsters, the poor little hamsters. So they suggest that the risk for this, for global health, is potentially higher. So they are predicting that this might be more serious than Omicron for global health. And in fact, researchers are like, stop lumping this in with Omicron. Call it a variant of concern, follow it, and give it its respected as a whole nother strain, a whole nother variant that we need to watch. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm fatigued by this whole thing. I'm burnt. But it does remind us that we are going to still have these variants. And I got to tell you something. You know, vaccine or not, I got to say, this Omicron kicked my butt. Yeah, I was vaccinated. I'm glad I was. But man, you know, everybody is just feeling like crap. You know, one of my friends got the booster, felt like crap. Another one dealing with Omicron feels like crap. We're just always feeling like crap. I know you can't tell that I get tired, but I get tired. You know, the cough is finally going away after 40-some days. But man, I mean, you know, I need to take naps. You know, these viruses, I mean, and I thought, well, maybe I'm just getting older. You know, but I'm seeing people with brain fog. Everybody has some complaint, and I'd love to hear from you guys, too. You know, what sort of long-lasting thing did you not have a couple of years ago that you now have? Some of you developed diabetes. Some of you developed, you know, pelvic pain. Some of you developed rashes. Some of you, you know, developed shingles and recurrent shingles. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when this news comes out that now the variant's starting to become more dominant in multiple countries, we have multiple cases, you know, throughout the world now starting to rise, that doesn't mean we shut down. It doesn't mean we lock down. It doesn't mean we panic. It doesn't mean we go into a bubble. What it does is it means, look, all right, we better do something to increase our immune system. We probably should make sure we have adequate masks like the N95s available for people. We should have a hybrid systems for work or school where if, God forbid, anything does, like let's say we have a really bad avian flu that affects humans or Ebola or something, that we have something we could, you know, quickly reflex to. But, you know, sadly, with what we see with baby Omicron, Omicron's not going away. COVID, 1-877-DOCTALI.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.